This is Day to Day. There are reports of a military coup underway in Bangkok, capital of Thailand, an important American ally in Southeast Asia. Tanks surrounded the prime minister's office in Bangkok, although the prime minister himself, Thaksin Shinawatra, is in New York right now for the meeting of the UN General Assembly. We're joined by Nirmal Ghosh. He's a reporter based in Bangkok for the newspaper The Straits Times of Singapore. Nirmal, what is the latest there from Bangkok?
Well, we have conflicting reports at the moment. It seems to change every few minutes. Soldiers entered Government House, the seat of government in Thaksin Shinawatra's office, about an hour and a half ago, and there were reports that some ministers had been arrested. Then Thaksin Shinawatra came on TV in an audio address out of New York. He came on state-owned TV saying, declaring a state of emergency in Bangkok and saying his Deputy Prime Minister Chitchai Vansathet, who is a former police general and a loyal ally, is in charge. And he said he had fired the army chief, General Sonthi Buniyarathakin. And shortly after that, we heard that there were soldiers converging on Government House, and now actually at this point we're not sure who is in charge. Some TV stations and radio stations appear to have been taken over by anti-Thaksin elements, but we do not know who is actually in charge in Government House, and we do not know to whose units those tanks belong to.
Well, it is certainly a very unsettled situation, which has been going on for a while, although not this unsettled. But there was an election scheduled, has been an election scheduled for the middle of October, following earlier elections in Thailand this year, quite disputed. Thaksin has been prime minister, has resigned the office of prime minister, and then has reasserted himself. What exactly is going on there?
Essentially, it is a struggle between the old and the new, between the old patrician, old money elite of Bangkok, which has always run the country. And Thailand, you must remember, has been under the rule of a military bureaucratic elite out of Bangkok for most of its history. And Thaksin Shinawatra and his Thaksin party challenged this. They won a number of votes. They won a huge majority, in fact, from the countryside. And with his own personal wealth and with his domination of both economic and political power, the space for the old elites in Bangkok started narrowing, and a movement started against Thaksin. Thaksin didn't help himself by basically showing disdain for democratic checks and balances and being impatient with criticism and so on and so forth. So he was accused of being authoritarian and neglecting or abusing human rights. So he was exposed on that front. So it's basically boiled over. It's been boiling, it's been simmering since February, and it appears to have boiled over tonight.
Well, there are these opposition groups that have mounted various challenges. Can you say where things stand now? Do you know if the opposition groups are at all involved with what the military is doing?
I don't think the political opposition is involved in it. And I think the power game runs a little deeper than that. It's more between deeply entrenched power networks. The older generation in Bangkok and the newer generation, which Thaksin Shinawatra and his party represents. The army, Thaksin has placed his loyalist generals in key positions in the army. There are other generals in the army, including the army chief, whom he just appears to have fired, who have balanced Thaksin's influence in the army.
Nirmal, so, we will follow this story throughout the day. Obviously, no conclusion yet. Nirmal Ghosh, a reporter with the Straits Times of Singapore, and you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.